Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. We're going to get into the lines and answer some calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Arthur's in Manchester.
Arthur, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Yeah, I sent you a email about a week and a half ago. A friend of mine and I, we had bought a couple of Better Boy hybrid to get ready to transplant in the garden when it gets warm enough.
Yep.
And I noticed that the smaller of the two has this, like, silvery, it looks almost like a silvery fungus on the top of the leaves.
Okay.
But the bigger of the two seems to be just fine.
Now, so okay, keep
so
going,
what
sorry.
I'm wondering is if maybe if I just kind of gave it a gentle washing with some detergent and warm water, would that remove that silvery, what appears to be a fungus, or should I try something else?
Now, so it's just on one of them, you said?
Yes.
And is it something that it's like growing over the top where you could, if you touch it, it kind of wipes it away?
Yeah.
Okay. I would, so you could use, like a detergent like that, just a drop of, like a drop of Dawn dish detergent.
Right.
To clean it up. So it could drop in like a 16 ounce spray bottle or like a, you know, into a bucket. That way, you know, just so you can wash it off, right? The other thing I would look to do with the long term of this tomato is once it starts growing, keep an eye on the bottom leaves. If this is on the top of the, you know, the top leaves, I'm not as worried about like a the blight that it gets, right? Because the blight usually starts from the bottom up.
Yeah, it all seems to be just on the top bunch of leaves rather than on the bottom,
which is, I hate to say it, it's a good thing comparatively, because like I said, if it was that blight, the blight that instantly kills it is usually coming from the bottom up. Now, how many leaves on the top would you say it is?
Let's see. What, the other day when I went down to water them, because we got them in our sunroom right now.
Yep.
And I was planning on later this week when it warms up a little bit, transplanting to the garden bed.
Yep.
I think there's like 10, you know, different leaf branches on the top, and there's like 3 or 4 on the bottom, but there's nothing on the bottom leaves. It's all things to be on the top leaves.
So I would definitely wipe it down with the, you know, that Dawn dish detergent, right?
Yep. Wipe it off, see if you can get everything off. Give it a few days and see yep. how it goes. Now, if it returns on a couple of them,
yep.
what I want you to do, because it's early enough in the season, is pinch those leaves off, right?
Yep.
Because that's going to be the biggest thing here, is pinching it back. You're going to need to pinch back a tomato, you know, sometimes anyways, to get it to get bushier right. for you. So,
yep.
being so early, you know, it's not going to harm the plant. You have the whole growing season ahead of you. So, exactly. what I'd also look at doing is I'd look at fertilizing it, fertilize it as well. Okay?
Oh, yeah. We spray it down like once a month with a mixture of fish oil and water.
Okay. Yeah, so what I would look at doing is because it's had an issue, or, you know, right now, yep. I would look at doing something to give back to the plant a little bit. Give it some nutrients because of, you know, it's going through something. We want to, you know, feed it to make it feel a little bit better, to get a little bit stronger. So I definitely would look at doing that at this point in time.
Okay, awesome, because I got two beds of Viagro for vegetable plants, you know, tomatoes and stuff.
Yep.
Out in my garage that I bought, like, last year or the year before. I haven't even opened them yet.
those will definitely be fine to use.
Awesome.
All righty.
All right, thank you, Patrick.
Arthur, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Glenn is in Marston Mills in Barnstable.
Glenn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My question is about seeds of growing grass this spring.
Yep.
I've been having a lot of luck. And I think it's because of the temperatures. Is that correct?
100%. 100% vine there. You know, I think so. Early on in the season, you know, we have some warm temperatures. And, it, you know, it gets exciting because we want to get out there and put the seed down. But the soil temperatures will dictate how quickly soil germinates. Now,
okay.
In Barnstable, I'm looking up the soil temperatures, and obviously it's going to be warmer than it was, but if we look, how long ago did you put the seed down, would you say?
Well, you're correct. It was warm for a brief spell in April, and one of the garden stores on the Cape has a sign up that says, when the forsythia is blooming, that's when you seed.
Yeah,
of course, you know, I mean, but see, now that's obviously there should be a footnote as long as it's not too cold, right?
Exactly.
So that's when I put it down. I put it probably down four weeks ago.
Okay.
And the only good thing is that I see is, you know, I did prepare the soil, and so there's still some good dirt and there's still some, you know, starter fertilizer, et cetera. I'm just trying to figure out. When's the next time to pull the trigger, and how big of a window do we have before?
Okay. So I pull up the soil temperatures online. It is something that I this time of year always look at. So about 4 weeks ago from now, previously 4 weeks ago, soil temperatures were still below 50 degrees, and they were going up and down, right? So what does that do? That slows the temperature of the growth rate, okay? So the last couple weeks we've seen temperatures actually go up and down here. I'm looking at current soil temperatures, and it's saying it's 49 degrees in the soil right there.
Okay.
Whereas earlier this week, it was up to 60 degrees down there. So it's fluctuating so much that grass seed's like, all right, what time of year is it? What am I doing here? And so you're going to start to see more of it growing now. But what I would do is if you've had grass seed start to grow and it was spotty, throw more down now. Okay? Put starter fertilizer down, you said?
Well, I had a mix from one of the vendors. You know how it has patch? So there's I don't know if it's kind of like a mulch and starter.
Yeah. It's got seed, it's got the pen mulch type, and then it's got starter fertilizer in it.
Everything's there, yes.
Yeah. So you put that down. At this point, what I would do is just grab a bag of seed. Now, whether it be sunny, sunshade, depending upon what you have.
Right.
Throw it over the top of everything. Because if you only did it 4 weeks ago, that starter fertilizer that's there is still working. It works for about 6 to 8 weeks. So I'd hate for you to put something else down and then kind of burn the lawn or burn something, right? So you could put seed down now. You could put it down today because I'm looking at the temperatures going forward. And down on the Cape, it's going to be in the 60s, you know, in a couple days, like straight for a while. So you're going to start to see that germination rate speed up.
Yeah.
So I'd definitely be putting more down now.
Sure. And on the spots where there has been a little bit of growth, it's very thin. Do I need to rake the soil at all, or just throw the seeds down?
Throw the seed down because if it's immature seed, you might pull some of it out.
Right.
So just throw the seed over the top and continue to water like you normally have been. And you should see some good success going forward.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much, Patrick. Have a
great one. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know we have a few more calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry's in New Hampshire.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Jerry, you with us? All right, maybe. All righty. So who's up next, Nathan?
Okay, Yvonne is in Wyoming.
Yvonne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I'm wanting to know if I understand adding pine needles to the soil to condition it for blueberries.
Okay.
You can do that?
Yes.
What I'm wanting to know is, can I add blue spruce and juniper needles? Would that work the same?
That would be fine to do. The thing about it is the needles, yes, they're going to add some acidity to the soil, but it's not enough to really put it over the edge if it is something you need to really add more acidity to, right? So it works. Trust me. I'm not saying don't do it.
Okay.
But what I would do is use that with also using a product like soil acidifier. The soil acidifier helps add acid to the soil to bring it into that more acidic soil for things like blueberries to allow it to thrive, because blueberries love acidic soil. They get that more sweet or tart taste to the blueberry because of it.
Okay.
But I honestly, if you do it when it, you know, in spring and fall, perfect. It's a great natural addition to the soil. So I'm not saying don't do it by any means.
Okay.
But just realize if you're looking to really push your pH level down, it's not going to do an instant push down. You know what I mean? That's okay. Really more what I'm saying. I just don't want you to think it's going to be like the fix, the quick fix.
Oh, okay.
Right? It can do it. It helps. But it's not as acidic because, you know, a number of years ago, I had a couple listeners call in and say, you know, the pine needles fall. I want to put it over my plants for the winter. But I was nervous about it being acidic, and the plants there aren't very acidic. And I was like, you know, I don't really know the answer to this. And so I looked into it more and researched it because I was saying, you know, there's got to be something there. And everything I read stated, yes, it has acidity, and it will add to the acidity of the soil. But it's not like a quick – it's not like – a soil acidifier where when you're putting it in, you water it in, it's starting to go right into that soil quicker.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I love your program.
Well, thank you so much.
And thank you.
You have a great one, Yvonne.
Well, thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's beautiful out there. We do have some more calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry's back. He's in New Hampshire.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Patrick, I've got a problem. I got wild strawberries growing on my lawn. Last year was maybe an area of 3x3. This year here, it's spreading all over the place.
Okay. Now, you got wild strawberries all over the place, you're saying?
Yeah, it was at one spot last year. It was about three feet by 3 feet. And I just kept, you know, cutting it around it. And now it's here and there. It's all over the place. So I suppose while cutting it, I might spread it.
Well, so it does do that. When it gets to a certain point and you cut it back, it does reseed and go into those areas, especially if it's seeded. Now, I'm hitting a break here. I want you to hang tight with me so I can give you more information and not just say, oh, yeah, it happens. I want to give you that information. So hang tight. For everybody else, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moisture annuals, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Churches across the country are bracing for protests from pro-abortionists on Mother's Day. This as protests took place across the country on Saturday after a Supreme Court leak shows that the High Court is thinking about overturning Roe v. Wade, which has allowed American women to get abortions for almost half a century. Regarding what the illegally leaked opinion means, Chris Scalia, son of late Justice Antonin Scalia, reminds everyone.
Overturning Roe does not mean banning abortion across America, as many people seem to believe. It means that people actually get to vote on the issue, which is how it should be.
President Biden joining other G7 leaders taking part in a virtual summit on Sunday. The White House saying the group of leaders will demonstrate Western unity against Russia. This is USA Radio News. Americans are opening up their wallets to celebrate mom.
The National Retail Federation says we'll spend close to $32 billion for Mother's Day this year. That's more than $3.5 billion higher than last year. Retail expert Marshall Cohen told CBS News that inflation has changed the dynamic to the point that some people will have sticker shock.
You should expect to see a slight increase. You know, throughout the pandemic, we had already had increases in the flower business. Absolutely, don't be surprised when you go in and you go to get some flowers, you're going to see some higher prices.
There is also an uptick in meal prices, flowers, cards, and jewelry. Consumers are expected to spend a record average of $245 each. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A long-shot horse is waking up Sunday as this year's winner of the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike had odds of 80-1 heading into the race at Churchill Downs in Louisville on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we're talking with Jerry here in regards to wild strawberry in the lawn. Now, there's a couple things you can be using. One that you could be using right away to take care of this would be the product called Weed Beater Ultra. Okay, Weed Beater Ultra kills the weeds but does not kill the lawn. And it actually works down to about 45 degrees temperature-wise, whereas most weed killers, you need to be above 55 for a good amount of time, okay? So Weed Beater Ultra is the one that I want you to look at. But that's not the end-all to get rid of it, okay? When you have wild strawberry, it usually means that it's a moist soil and maybe there's some drainage issues, which means there might be some moss, some other things. Now, is that the case where water kind of just sits there?
No, there's no moss or nothing there. It's just the lawn is white flowers now. Instead of being dandelions, it's white flowers.
Well, so, you know, what I would look at doing is maybe there's some compaction in the soil. You just don't see it. I'd be looking to put something down along the lines of either a sulfur from Natural Alternative or like a Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. What that's going to do is that's going to help break up some of the soil and release some of the trapped nutrients that are in the soil. But what it also does is it takes away some of the moisture that might be sitting below grade that you don't see and takes it away from those strawberries because they do like compact soils. You know, the other option is aerating the lawn after you've kind of gotten rid of some of these strawberries by killing them, allowing the rest of the lawn to kind of breathe here, okay? So that's the big thing behind it. It's not just about killing the weed. It's about, you know, improving the soil. And then once you've kind of killed the weed here and you can use multiple applications, I want you to put seed down to backfill those areas that you've killed the weed. Because if there's nothing there, only weeds are going to really grow there because weeds thrive in, you know, plain soil where there's nothing to compete with. So it's a little bit of killing the product, and it's killing the item here, and it's usually about two applications. I like to see it in 2 week intervals. The other great thing about this product is 2 weeks after that you can reseed. So if you were to do it now, we're only in the middle of June and it usually hasn't gotten that hot at that point, so we can establish some lawns and fill in those areas so you're not worried about it coming back. Right, so it's not just a, you know, get rid of the product, get rid of the wildflower. You got to do something behind it to fill in so not those areas don't come back. The other thing you want to do is usually wait a couple days before and a couple days after the application to mow. So you don't want it to be a fresh mowing because this product needs to hit the leaves and stick onto the leaves to kill it. And with it, this isn't one where like a Roundup where you need like a fresh cut to really absorb it. This is one where you want the bigger surface because this has to stick on the leaves in order for it to really be effective. Okay?
Yeah, I guess we'll have to try that because, like I said, I tried putting a top over it to kill it, and it still came out. And I turned around and I put seed. They seed around. I mean, there's grass around it, but it's coming through the grass.
Now, did you seed recently?
No.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure because there's the other issue is if you had recently seeded, the Weed Beater Ultra could kill the new seed. So it's a good thing that you haven't because you know, I don't want you to kill something that you've already worked on. But because it's established seed, you can put it right over the top and it's going to kill that weed. Okay. But again, I think with something that's become an infestation, it's usually a couple applications. It's not just a one and done.
All right.
But that Weed Beater Ultra you can buy in like a hose end version. You just attach it to the hose and spray over the entire area so that, you know, you're not using like a little trigger spray and having to hit each individual area. This one's right. A little bit easier for you to do.
Super. We'll try that.
All right. You have a great one, Jerry.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. You have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I believe you said we had another call there, Nathan. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Marion is in Massachusetts.
Marion, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. We have about 10 to 12 blueberry bushes, and
Okay. Every
year I put the bird netting over them, but every time I take the netting off or try to get blueberries out, they break the branches, the blueberries fall to the ground, and I lose a lot, you know?
Yep.
So this year I bought cheesecloth, and I was going to put that over it where it's a little bit tighter than the netting. Is it too early to put it on now? I do have some flowerings on the shrubs. I just wanted to know if I could put that on now and leave it on, or should I wait a little bit longer before I do that?
Well, so the cheesecloth that you have, it's probably like a white, so the sunlight can get through it. It's a very light, product. It's not like a huge thing, so it would be okay. You could definitely put it over the top, but you know what I've seen, if you have a big patch of blueberries that's all together, the neighbor of my aunt's house who lives in I can't think of the name right now, Oxford. They actually built a structure around their blueberries because the birds were just taking over it. And it was just
okay.
Like this whole area, and that's how they protected it. Because sometimes putting the bird netting over the top, it grows right through, and it just ruined more than doing any good. The problem is you almost have to bring it so it's up higher, so it's not going to grow through it. You've got to have it brought up almost like a foot to a foot and a half higher than the plant and kind of go down and around it.
Okay.
If you've had that many issues in the past, it's, you know, there's no, like, bird deterrence, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of birds don't taste. You know, that's why they make hot bird seed, because birds can't taste it.
Okay.
So it's not like you can just spray something and a bird would taste it and be like, oh, that's too hot. No, they don't taste it.
All right.
You know, one thing you could try to do, and this is just a thought, and I've heard people do something like this, is where your blueberries are, go on the opposite side of the property, but slowly. The plan is to bring, like, a bird feeder. Start it about 10 to 15 feet away from the blueberries, right?
Okay.
Put the bird feeder down, or put, you know, hang it.
Yeah.
Put bird seed that you're seeing, which birds are kind of coming there, you know, an all-purpose type bird seed. And then slowly move it away, right? So you're like, hey, I like that you're here, but don't touch my blueberries.
Uh-huh.
And I'm moving you away from it, and then pull that bird feeder slowly away to train them to go elsewhere. Right? So that could be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the cheesecloth is a good idea. You can do it at this point, but it just has to be above it a certain amount, because you can't just put it over the top, like right on the top, because it's going to try to grow through.
Okay.
And
yeah.
You want that new growth for future seasons,
mm-hmm.
right? Because next year's fruit depends on this year's growth.
Right. Okay.
So
All right. I
wish there was an easy way to do it. I wish there was just a magic button or a magic spray we could spray on it and see you later, birds.
Yeah,
but
right.
Unfortunately, it really isn't. And I think by training them to go elsewhere on the property is a nice opportunity to, you know, organically do it.
Okay. Well, we'll give it a try and see if it works. All right,
Marion.
All right, thank you.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Barry's in New Hampshire.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Okay, so I followed all your instructions, and I've got seedlings growing. It's been about a month now.
Yep.
And they're getting pretty big.
Okay.
And so I planted them in those the burpee things there. It's like two trays of 36, and it goes self-watering, like a black.
Yeah.
It goes underneath them. And they have heaters underneath them and all that kind of stuff.
Perfect.
So, first of all, should I disconnect the heaters now? Or
no, keep it going.
Okay, cool.
I honestly, it's really just helping the soil temperature stay the same. And it's not like it's bringing it from like 50 degrees to like a 80 degrees. It's just keeping it at a consistent temperature, and that's what you want for development of your plants.
Okay.
So what I would start to do, if you haven't already, is start to bring them outside during the day when it's nice out, right? Mm-hmm. Like above 50 degrees. Start bringing them outside to acclimate them. And, you know, depending upon how far up in New Hampshire you are, the frost date is, you know, gets later as you go more north.
Yeah, I'm far south, so.
So usually, I'd almost say if you're on just like on the southern part of New Hampshire, we're a couple weeks away from the last part of the last frost for the season.
Yeah.
So we're almost there. We just got to get them acclimated into that point.
Right.
So I'd keep with the heating of the soil. And then when you bring them outside, then bring them back in and put them back on that soil heater.
Mm-hmm.
So it just keeps that temperature consistent, and it's, you know, there's not a huge change when all of a sudden it just goes outside and it's cold. We want to try to keep it consistent, and I think just keep going with what you're doing, honestly.
Great. It looks like a jungle down there. It's crazy.
Well, that's perfect, right?
I grow lights on chains, and I raise them up and that kind of thing. So I planted, like, squash, butternut squash, and pumpkins and things like that. And I don't know if those little one-inch by two-inch deep things are going to hold it. Should I transplant them? I have the bigger ones that are, like, 3 inches deep.
Well, you could. if you wanted to at this point, because we're still a couple weeks away from really getting them into the ground. To let them kind of thrive a little bit before you put them outside. You know, one thought is to put them into peat pots. If you put them into peat pots, you can plant the peat pot right into the ground because the peat, the pot itself is biodegradable and breaks down. So then you're not breaking the roots up multiple times. You know, that's an option. Or, you know, honestly, you could wait 2 weeks and just plant them all the way into the ground.
Okay.
Really up to you, but I think, you know, transplanting them might not be a bad thing to just get them ready even more for outside.
Okay. I need to know, like, what kind of soil to put in there.
Like, same type of soil you were using prior.
It was
like a light soil mix, a little bit of peat moss in it, and you should be fine.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one. We'll be back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver Cleanser is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jeff is in Cape Cod.
Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. There you go.
Definitely.
Yes. My daughter lives in Prescott, Arizona, which is in the northeast corner, a little bit up in the hills. So it's away from the desert a bit, but it still gets really hot out there and it's really dry. And she's going to grow a garden this year, and she's thinking of putting in the ground right now Swiss chard, spinach, kale, those types of things, which around New England we think is early season stuff. When it's cool, put them in the ground, up they come. And I warned her about bolting, and I also explained how she has to prepare the sandy earth with peat moss and dehydrated chicken manure. But here's the question. When it comes time for her, well, she's already bought the seeds, and yeah, they're sprouting in these little pots. Do they sell different seeds out there? So, because when it's hot, I mean, it must go to bolt pretty quick out there, right?
It will, but a lot of the seeds are coming from the same areas, right? You're getting the same seed no matter where you are. Now, the thing to do with it, watch, obviously out there it's harder. They're more in a drought than we are, right? So it's not like you can easily just say,
I need to water more often, or to slow it up by, you know, maybe getting in an area where it has a little bit more shade, right? I'm not saying that we want to grow everything in the shade, but adding that can help slow some things down. Watering obviously can help that. But what I would suggest is with her planting is to use, you know, soil moist out there, right? Soil moist that we think of here to help us with drought conditions will definitely help them there, because it's going to pull moisture from the air and allow it to be, make it so the plant isn't searching for the water. And that's what causes some of the bolting, is that it's just so stressed out. It doesn't know where to get this, that, the other thing, etc. And so using something like soil moist will definitely help. And just keeping an eye on it in general. And if we start to see things just go crazy, start, you know, thinking ahead of it. You know, get rid of some of the, you know, pinch it back. Do that type of thing. It's just, you know, the dry heat, you know, for us, we have, it's not like a wet heat, but there's a lot more humidity in the air. So it's such a hot out there. You just got to watch it a little bit more.
Well, that's in our conversation, she said she's going to plant it by a fence. So it's going to get early morning sun and then the afternoon shade. And I said, yep, that's good.
Perfect.
And I did mention preparing the soil properly, but I did not mention what was that product again? Soil moist.
Soil moist, yeah. And she can buy that right online.
I did not mention that. Right, right.
I just think that's going to help keep some of the moisture in there. But for her planting on by a fence like that, that's an awesome option, because it's just going to help. It's just going
to
help.
When it starts to bolt in the center, if she pinches it back, will that actually help stop the bolting and prevent the leaves from going bitter?
It can help it, because we're getting rid of where the issue, you know, is coming from, right?
Okay.
So I see nothing but good coming from it by trying to, you know, pinch it back. So it slows it down. It says, hey, come on. Now, let's chill out here, and let's get to where we need. So I think it's going to be okay by doing that.
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Jeff. You have a great rest of your day.
Sure.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We get back, we'll be in the 9 o'clock hour, the last hour of the show, to give you more info. So we'll be back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.